I don't actually know how to say this because I can't actually remember apologizing as an adult, but Junaid, Look, Junaid, make me...
Everything's enough, Faisal, don't worry.
Thank you. Jazakallah. Junaid, do you think Allah will forgive me? After everything I've done, I can't remember when last I made dua till now.
Of course Allah will forgive you. His mercy is boundless. In fact, Allah even forgives some people before their hands are raised because of the feeling of regret in their heart. That's the main ingredient. Sometimes you can say astaghfirullah 100 times also with the tongue, but there isn't any regret in the heart. It's just a mechanical tawbah. But I can see the regret in your face, boy. I never saw you cry since we were children.
I do regret. I just wish I never did all of this. If I could, I'd go back and live a good life all over again.
The one who makes tawbah is like a newborn baby, Faisal.
I will give all my wealth away in charity to make up for being such a bad person.
That's a very noble intention. But before you give all your money away, Faisal, first settle your debts. Otherwise, these people will always be behind you. And you won't have no peace, trust me. If you have any other debts, also settle them.
Okay, I'll do that. But I want to give something away to recompensate. I know I always heard that nothing cools the fire of Allah faster than sidqa. And although I kept giving, to be honest, it was all for publicity.
Sadqa is even more valued in this month, but first see to your family's basic needs, pay your zakat, then take out how much you wish to spend. The best way is 1/3 for your needs, 1/3 for your business, and 1/3 for sadqa.
You know, my daughters don't know the meaning of the word basic needs. I wish I brought them up like we were brought up. But I always felt like we were deprived, so I gave my kids whatever they want. And look, one is overdosed and unconscious, and the other one doesn't even want to talk to me. And as for my fro...
It's not too late, Faisal. Come home tonight and speak to Leila, then go get Corey and go fly to London to be with Zakia. She needs you the most now more than ever.
I think I'll try calling Corey again now.
No, wait. I suggest you rather go there personally and talk to her. You know, it's not my place to tell you, but she must have been extremely hurt to leave and go. And please talk to her nicely when you go.
Don't I always?
Honestly, no. Alhamdulillah. You're putting your relationship right with Allah, so I'm proud of you. You also have to put your relationship right with His slaves.
Ugh, I find it hard to talk in a different tone to her. It's just that I'm so used to being an authority for so long now.
But you can try, Faisal, bhai.
Inshallah, I will.
I'm in the namaz room. You can come here. Okay.
Who is that?
It was Zakaria. He finally managed to get some news about Yusuf.
Alhamdulillah. That's not knowing is killing me. Anyways, who's this Zakaria fellow?
Faisal, you're about to meet your future son-in-law for the first time. Please smile.
Huh? My future son-in-law? Oh, that fool. I completely forgot about all this nonsense since Yusuf was, you know...
Come in, Zakaria. This is my brother, Faisal.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Yes, I'm his brother and Layla's father.
Okay. How are you?
I'm good. Junaid said you had some news about Yusuf. So is it good or bad?
There's both.
Come on, tell us now.
The good news is that it didn't hit the heart.
Alhamdulillah, man.
Yeah, it got lodged in a tissue. And the doctors can't understand, like, how such a close-range shot had such minimal damage. For me, this is nothing short of a miracle.
But then, why are they taking so long in the damn theater?
There was no exit wound, so they had to remove the bullet without tearing the tissue too much. But inshallah, he will recover soon.
Ameen.
The bad news is that there was a cavitation damage. And that's because the shock waves were sent right through his body due to the impact of the bullet. And that caused a lot of loss of blood. So right now he's under observation, and he's still heavily sedated. They asked us all to go home. All the guys came as soon as they heard the news. So maybe you all should go home too and get some rest. And we'll all come back tomorrow as soon as they let visitors in.
Hey, I think that's a good idea, eh? We have no help here. We'd rather go home, sleep, wake up early for Siri and make dua for him, man. Jazakallah so much for telling us, Zakaria. Yeah. At least I feel at ease now.
I can't believe it. So, are you telling me that he's out of danger?
Gee. It's Huzaifa. He's waiting for me in the car park. Right. Assalamu alaikum. Please let me know if you'll need anything.
Right, alaikum salam.
Junaid, you'll have to give me a lift home. I didn't bring my car. I came with the ambulance. Let's go see if we can get hold of the doctor before we leave.
Sure, man. Come, let's go, Faisal bhai.
Maulana and Faisal head home. Maulana finds that everyone is asleep. So Faisal carries on to his house without speaking to his daughter. The house is in darkness and eerily quiet, without anyone to greet him at the door or switch on the lights. His thoughts turn to Gori and how much she put up from him. He passes the kitchen and sees some of Yusuf's blood splattered here and there. He feels utterly desolate. There is no one for him to talk to, no one to tell about how he feels, to share his grief over his nephew. He realizes he didn't eat since the few khajurs at iftar, and he opens the fridge to find a few things Gori had made and left behind. But Faisal doesn't even know how to use the micro, and with tears running down his face, he bites into his cold savory.
I can't live like this anymore. It's so lonely. Ya Allah, please help me. Let my family come back home. I'll read Isha now and then I'm going to make a call. It's time to start putting things right.
Faisal busies himself trying to put back together the broken pieces of his life. And a few hours pass. It is the dead of the night and no one is up for suhoor as yet. Layla wakes up and is unable to go back to sleep. She checks her phone and finds no message or missed call from Zach, and wonders why she doesn't feel so bad about it. Layla decides to get up, since sleep isn't claiming her. She switches on a computer, and alhamdulillah doesn't go instantly to check the latest up-to-the-minute Facebook updates on a page, neither the blogs she's a follower of, nor the twits that tweet her. Technology is good, it is useful, helpful, but all of us should question ourselves. Why do we really have this? I need to keep in touch with my friends excuse fizzles out like a bottle of flat soda water. If our friends are that important to you, then go ahead and phone them and visit them. Sometimes we get so caught up in virtual land that we genuinely believe people we met online are our friends. How sad.
Layla, you gave me a shock. What are you doing up so early on the PC? I'm trying to find some clue to the whereabouts of Hannah. I don't know why, but she just intrigues me. Maybe because there's this one letter she wrote where I felt like I could have wrote it.
Which one? Wait, let me switch on the lamp.
This one. What's geocities.com?
It was one of the first social networking sites, like a forerunner to Facebook.
Oh, okay. Listen to this. Dearest Alila, 15th April 2006. My dearest sister, how are you? My profound apologies for taking so long to reply. Sometimes I can't believe I'm the same girl who led such a carefree and hedonistic life. It was all about me and what made me happy. My parents would always say that an idle mind was a devil's workshop, but I couldn't understand why they would hammer me with that. I was oh so busy. Busy with my social life on campus, busy with my studies, busy with my crowd on the weekends. I was a total mall rat and coffee shop connoisseur. I had the looks, the charisma, and I knew how to work it. When I wasn't hanging out, I was busy on geocities.com, a social network. There's no denying the ego trip it gave me to see people post comments about my pictures and updates or when they voted me as a celebrity lookalike. Then I came to my homeland and reality threw a bucket of ice-cold water on me. Coming here forced me to see who my real friends were. Those that hung around me because I was popular or well-off disappeared. I haven't heard from some of them for 4 years. Adila, don't get caught up by the pretty cobwebs of technology. Use it for good. Some say they're not talking to guys, so it's okay. Fine, but don't spend so much of time online that you hardly have a real life. Time is so precious. When you're here and there's no electricity, no mod cons, no takeaways, you wake up to what is important in life. Sometimes I put my hands over my ears so I can block out the sounds of the children whose mothers have died, screaming and crying the entire night. They say the young and the innocent have no enemy but time. Use your time to be the best Muslim you can be. Make dua for me, Adila. I too make for you. Wa alaikum salam. Hana ko. Oh, I can just relate to her, Adi. I want to help you find her.
That would be awesome. Two heads are better than one. Isn't it fascinating how she did a complete turnaround?
Maybe being in such a rustic land helped her change. How will I change, Adi? I'm still in the same environment. When I put on a scarf, my friends give me a hard time.
Can you still call them friends then? Do they like you for your hair?
Put like that, it does sound so superficial.
If they became friends with you because they liked you for yourself, then they should know that it's the same girl under that scarf.
I don't know why it's so hard to put a scarf on. I'm just not used to it.
Oh, it's not hard at all. See, first you hold it, then you place it on your head, and there, it's done, in two simple steps.
Lame. Where are you going?
To make wudu.
But it's far from Fajr time.
I'm reading Tahajjud.
What's that?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's an optional salah. It's to be read in the last part of the night. Whatever dua you make after reading Tahajjud will definitely be accepted.
Definitely? Like even for money or a partner or Gucci or Prada?
Gee, Leila, even that.
Well, I got the partner one sorted, so I don't have to be bothered. Although, I haven't heard from him for about 12 hours. Do you think I should be worried?
No, he just might have been busy, that's all. But that's not the only du'as to make. Make du'a for Allah to grant us his mercy and love when he died.
Adi, do you think a person like me can get hidayat? I've gone really, really far off track.
So have I, just in a different way. But hidayat is not dependent on us. Allah gives guidance to the ones that wish for it. You know how some people say that, where will I ever get hidayat? It's haram to think like that, because that means we're underestimating the mercy of Allah. Want to join me?
What do I have to lose? Come on.
Maulana and Chorti wake up for suhoor, and to their amazement, they find the table already set and the food ready to eat. The sun rises and peels away, and the last bits of the night, and Maulana Junaid rushes to the hospital, only to find someone has already beat him there.
Zakaria?
Gee, I just came to check Yusuf before I get to campus, but they're not letting anyone in.
Still, but I'm his family, man.
Yeah, you know, sometimes hospital admin puts all these unnecessary red tape. But maybe later this afternoon they'll allow us in.
I hope so, man. I need to see him to reassure myself that he's okay. Okay then, let me be on my way to madrasa. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, wa alaikum salam. Aish, I just couldn't bring myself to tell him that Yusuf is not okay. That's why they're not letting anyone in. There was unexpected complications. Hey, I got an idea. Let me get my white coat and my stethoscope and just slip inside. I'm sure he'll just assume I'm a doctor here.
Zach fetches his coat from the car and manages to escape detection from the hospital staff, who are all busy with the early morning mayhem. He slips under the room where Yusuf is and checks out his medical chart. After a few minutes, he gets a message from Huzaifa, who was there earlier, inquiring how Yusuf was. Zach types a reply.
Slams, bro. He doesn't look too good. He's unnaturally pale, and his pulse rate is very low. The doctors estimated that he should have woken up hours back, but he's still unconscious. This is a major cause for concern. I'm worried.
Standing at his bedside, Zach wonders at how Yusuf and him ended up spending quite a bit of time during Ramadan. His conversations with Yusuf come to mind, and he spends a long time contemplating, till Faisal arrives.
Oh, you're already here?
Gee, I just popped in on my way to campus. They let you in?
Yes, why didn't they let you in?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, well, the doctors in charge of Yusuf's case phoned me, and he said that he wanted to see me. I assume it has something to do with the payment.
Gee, probably. He doesn't suspect that it's a serious matter. That's why the doctors called him in. Because just last night he was okay.
Yusuf! What is it, Bachu? Yusuf, talk to me! Why aren't his eyes opening?
Yusuf, he's saying something.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah.
Yusuf! Wake up, son! Why is this monitor so erratic? Go, get the doctors, please, Yak! Someone, help!
Assalamu alaikum. Gee, who's this? Oh, Huzaifa. What? Where are you? I'll be there now. Choti, Yusuf took a bad turn. I'm going to the hospital now. Please sit with the girls and read for him. No, Faisal didn't phone. One of his friends phone. Apparently, Faisal is hysterical, man. Right then, make dua.
Girls, come quickly. Adi, you're leaving now for the orphanage.
Jima, what's wrong?
Yusuf is in a serious condition. Your father is going to the hospital now. Let's read Yasin for him before you leave. There's a stack of them in the cupboard.
Okay, I'll go get it.
Back at Morana's house, Adi has left and Leila is helping Choti in the kitchen.
Choti ma, I think I'm going to go to pick up some stuff from home after 12.
Okay, why don't we call your father home for supper tonight? He's all alone.
No. After all he's done, you still want to invite him over.
It took me a long time to learn this, but hate the sin, not the sinner. Anyways, your uncle said your father really regrets everything that has happened. Give him a chance.
I don't know. It's such a disgrace. Do you think that Yusuf will love?
Inshallah, he will. Why don't you phone your mommy now? I'm going to read Quran now. I'm getting slack and you know that's not good.
Someone once asked, how many times should we forgive the one that hurts, angers, or annoys us? The reply was as many times as we want Allah to forgive us. Choti is right to be worried about her Quran for Ramadan, as this is the month of the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam became a prophet in this month, and Islam as we know it began in this month. The one who holds on to the Quran in the world, the Quran will cling to him or her in the Akhirah as an intercessor. The hours fly by and there is no improvement in Yusuf's condition. Adi gets home to find Leila with her headphones on.
Leila? Yep. You're listening to music in Ramzan? That's low, Adi. You can't just assume things. I saw your collection of Arabic songs, so I downloaded some onto my iPod. Here, listen.
Oh, I'm sorry, I really am. I should have asked first.
It's okay. I decided to dump the music for the rest of Ramadan. Don't look at me like that. You know it's not that easy for me to give up everything in one go. Slowly, slowly, I'll get there.
Inshallah, and so will I. Hey, what's all these papers here?
I brought my laptop and decided to Google all the NGOs that worked in Kandahar during the period 2005 to 2006 because somebody who worked there must have met Hannah.
Whoa, you're brilliant, cuz.
Thanks. So, let's get to work.
In the meantime, at the hospital, Mulana, Faisal, Zach, Huzaifa, and a few other guys are outside Yusuf's room.
So what do we do now?
I'd rather take him to another hospital, eh? Where there are better facilities and better specialists.
They don't make a difference because the doctors can't understand what's wrong with him. He's not supposed to be deteriorating. Allah's hukam.
Don't give up hope.
They're allowing us to be in the room because they fear the worst. Let's go in. Those of you that are Hafiz, Zakaria, Huzaifa, Zamir, we can read Quran. Those of you that are not should read Durood Sharif with conviction. That will help him. Come, let's go in.
Everyone who comes to see Yusuf is encouraged to do the same. The day passes and the night falls. It so happens that Zakaria is alone in the room when Yusuf opens his eyes for the first time since getting shot. Alhamdulillah. The power of the Quran and Durood Sharif is such that whoever reads it with the intention of his hunger being pleased, so it will be. Whoever reads it so that he finds happiness, he will find it. Whoever reads it as a means of cure, he will certainly be cured. Whatever intention it is read with, Allah will make it a reality. Whatever dua is made after reading the Quran, it is guaranteed acceptance.
Zach.
Yusuf! You're alive! Man, you scared the hell out of us. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling like a bullet went through me.
Even at a time like this, you got chokes, nah? Aish. But it didn't go through you. It got stuck in you.
Zach, can you help me set up, please?
Yeah, sure. Come. I don't want to put any pressure on your chest, though. I can't believe you're okay. At least you don't look like a ghost anymore. This is a miracle.
I thought I wasn't going to make it, Zach.
But you did, and you will, as soon as we get you out of here.
In a way, it would have been a good thing to go in Ramadan. What night of Ramadan is this?
It's the 22nd night.
Yo. So I've been unconscious for two solid days.
Shh, Don't talk too much. You're going to strain your chest. Let me go and call your uncle. He's been worried sick about you. Oh, wait, maybe that's your uncle.
Hey, Huzaifa. I had to get shot so I could see you. I'm spending more time with your brother than with you.
Zach goes to find Faisal, who is sitting in the Jamaat Khana, reading Quran. The best way to return to Allah is via pious people and via what came from him, that is, the Quran. Read it and learn what is its message.
Uncle Faisal, come quick. Yusuf is conscious.
What?
Alhamdulillah. Let's go. Come, let's go.
Yusuf, my bachu.
Hey, watch the traps.
Can everybody please give me a few moments with my nephew?